consumers looking to decrease their intake of sugar have several non-nutritive sweeteners to choose from. Non-nutritive sweeteners include saccharin, aspartame, stevia, and sucralose.
We call them non-nutritive sweeteners because they don't provide calories or carbohydrates, any kind of nutrients, when you consume them. A nutritive sweetener would be like real sugar.
That's LSU Ag Center nutrition agent Quincy Cheek. She says most non-nutritive sweeteners can be used as general-purpose sweeteners, but only a couple, saccharin and sucralose, known commercially as Sweet'n'Low and Splenda, work as substitutes for sugar in baking. Non-nutritive sweeteners are generally considered safe for use in people with diabetes.
A lot of diabetics are using these products to replace sugars because, of course, they do have to watch that.
Not all non-nutritive sweeteners have been proven safe for pregnant and lactating women. Saccharin is one pregnant women should avoid. Cheek also says parents should limit their child's intake of non-nutritive sweeteners.
This is something we need to watch because the research on it is so limited. So I would caution parents in giving, you know, an excessive amount of non-nutritive sweeteners to kids because the research just isn't there.
Nutritionists warn that these sweeteners may increase appetite or may alter metabolism. You can learn more by visiting LSUAgCenter.com and searching non-nutritive sweeteners. With the LSU Ag Center, this is Toby Blanchard reporting.